Nepal prepares for change and peace. A pastoral resourcing ministry in Zambia pays for help with Bibles. And New Vision for Bible Translation marks a high for volunteer needs. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal tops our news today. With the advent of Parliament reconvening, the world's only Hindu kingdom may be at an end. It appears with the move towards secular democracy, the Maoist rebels may be willing to put an end to a 10-year insurgency. Interserve's John Kennedy says it's all good news for their ministry teams.
With this resolution that's come, those things are opened back up. So our people are able to do ministry in their locations, but for some of them that are involved in the countryside, this hopefully will mean that they'll be able to take up those kinds of community development work that's outside of the cities.
Kennedy goes on to explain that the Nepali church is now able to survive on its own. However, that doesn't negate ministry partnership needs.
There's much that Western Christian professionals and experts can still provide, working alongside of and with some of the new emerging Christian Nepali NGOs, and so just for more workers, they'd be willing to go.
Next, there are more missionaries being sent from countries outside of North America and Europe. SIM is recognizing and embracing this emerging missions trend. That's why SIM Steve Strauss's partnerships with indigenous missions are strategic for the future.
In helping other mission agencies emerge from Africa, Asia, and Latin America, we see ourselves in the future as even more a servant of these agencies so that we're not absorbing them into SIM, but rather we're helping them grow strong and become even better and more effective in their role.
It's an exciting time for missions, and Strauss says it's a both-and approach, missionaries from the West included.
God's not done with the church in the West, and he's certainly not done sending missionaries from the West. One of the things we want to discourage is where a church thinks that all they need to do now is write the checks and send them over to missionaries from Africa, Asia, and Latin America, and that we don't need to send our own sons and daughters anymore.
Go to our website to learn more about SIM's work. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are many Christmas Gift for the Needy programs out there, but they're sent without a face or a name. Little Samaritan Mission's Face of a Child program puts a specific face to your gift. Little Samaritan's Maria Magdalena Simonka says they take pictures of children, then the picture and their vital information are sent to you upon request.
Each person goes shopping for that specific child. You ship it back to our headquarters here in North Carolina. We put it on a 40-foot container, and we ship it over to Moldova. And from there, around Christmas time, we distribute it specifically to that child.
They also get Christian literature. Simonka says your support speaks volumes to an orphan child.
They know that a family took the time to purchase these things specifically for them, and to a child, this has such an impact because this is how they can see that God loves me.
Go to our website to sign up. Meanwhile, IN Network Zambia is working to resource pastors. A shipment from Christian Salvage Ministries Canada arrived for distribution in the Ndola Ministers Fellowship. When the truck arrived, young boys were the first to help. After unloading it, IN Network's Reverend Thomas Lumba asked them what they wanted for their help. They all wanted a Bible, and six gave their lives to Christ. The seed was planted into the lives of these youngsters through the CMS gifts. And there are nearly 2,500 languages still needing Bible translation, according to Wycliffe Associates. Last year, over 1,200 volunteers served in assignments worldwide. As part of their strategic planning, they set a goal to increase the number of volunteers actively supporting Bible translation to 5,000 volunteers per year beginning in 2006. The Wycliffe Associates leadership team is committed to their support for volunteers to provide personnel for Scripture translation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.